Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Pretty basic.
It is very rare that we ever do an emergency pod recording.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of them.
I mean, the only other time ever was Lana, right?
Literally.
Emergency. Get to the studio now.
If you are not, if you happen to be taking a social media little break, this was the wrong week to be doing it.
May I jump in for a second?
Duh.
Big elephant in the room here. Was that what we would say? Big elephant? Or would we say white elephant?
I would confidently say white elephant in the room, and you never corrected me, you bitch. You never corrected me for like 3 years.
Wait, I forgot it was white elephant.
I remember when you finally told me, I was like, why didn't you tell me?
Should we provide backstory or no?
I think it,
if you know, you know.
I think that clearly explained it.
Yeah.
Elephant in the room.
Big white elephant in the room, everybody. Can I get a drum roll, please? Beyonce said Alicia's name!
Oh my God.
No, we have so much to talk about.
We really do, but we have
so much to talk about. Big white elephant in the room. I'm engaged.
You mean big white rock on your finger.
Whee! It happened, everybody. Yay.
She's like, suck it, haters.
Look at this one. I'm so excited and so happy. And we actually did record an episode that was supposed to go up when you're listening to this right now, if you listen to it the day it goes up. But we got so many requests and people were like, please, emergency episode about what happened. And we got our little butts to the studio and we are recording.
So you guys will still hear that episode. It'll be out in a week or two, but I'm really excited because obviously we have so much to dive into.
So much to talk about.
But this morning is when you announced it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys saw the day she announced it, we're recording it the same day.
Yes.
So this is coming out this coming Wednesday, and I knew the engagement was happening. I knew the day it was happening. I knew you got a people exclusive. I knew you were posting this morning, and when I saw it, I still screamed bloody murder. I was like, ah! Like, I literally was like, oh my God. So I feel like I'm just excited that you announced it this morning, because I feel like we're just even more excited. I don't even
it's
know
like
how
perfect
you feel.
Timing. Also, I mean, I do have to be honest. We did have this filming day on the books, hypothetically, like potentially. If it was going to happen, we had this filming day open and ready. And then if it didn't happen, we had an episode to go live already.
We had a fight.
But you knew. We didn't fight.
No, we had a little tiff.
Did we?
We had a little...
A tiff?
A little bump in our friendship.
Wait, really?
Because Remy, love you to death.
I didn't think it was a tiff. I thought I was just mad.
Isn't that a tiff? Like, that's like a...
Well, I was mad and then I got over it the next day.
Yeah, but I knew you were mad.
But we didn't talk about it till right now.
But I still knew. I still knew. Because Rem was sad that I wasn't excited for you.
Let me, can I say my side?
No, we're gonna
May I say my piece?
We're gonna dive into the whole thing.
Should I say it now or should I wait?
I think say it now.
Okay.
Obviously, we're in the studio, we're recording, we have a lot to catch up on.
Yes.
So let's dive through the past week.
You know what? Let's hash it out.
Let's hash it out.
Oh, damn. Zoom in on that, please. That was scary.
No, I kind of like, when, in a recent episode, which it was an episode like we were just kind of off in general, but yeah. There was a comment being like, oh my God, Alicia rolling her eyes at Remy. What the fuck? And I was like, I can't.
I didn't pick up on that.
No, I read that. I was like, ooh.
Well, we're totally fine, everybody. But it was funny. So I was... And everybody keeps asking, like, did you know? Did you know? I had an inkling that it was happening. And anybody that watches the vlogs or listens to this podcast or watches literally anything I post on social media, had they known I'd gone on this trip, would have also had an inkling. Because, like, every trip I've gone on, they're like, oh, my God. But this one, because Cal planned it, I was like, oh, my God, it's happening. Because he literally has sat on this podcast and said he was waiting to propose until he planned a trip himself mm-hmm. or planned it, whether it was a trip or a night or whatever. I mean,
if he was like, oh, I'm proposing while we're on a brand trip, I'd be like, no. No.
And that's enough.
And I'm going to pretend you never said that.
And we're never going to speak about this again.
And just delete. Which
I appreciate. He was always on the right side of herstory. He knew. But I came in here for our last recording thinking it was maybe going to happen on the trip. And I was like, you know what? I would love if it is happening to like record my thoughts and talk about it on the pod and we can post it. If it happens, we can post it later on. If he doesn't propose, then we're going to delete this and pretend it never happened, which I also did for my main channel video and my vlog and all the things. Cause I was like, I just want to like, I can't go back in time after it happens and pretend like I didn't know. I also just like want to have these moments to like look back at like what a dumb bitch I was being. Cause it's funny. And so when we were sitting here recording and I like, we saved it for the last part of the episode, which this will go live eventually. But at this time, I wasn't sure if it was happening or not. You didn't know anything. No one in my life knew anything, according to everyone. And so it was all just this convoluted conspiracy idea that I had in my head. But we sat here and I was like, oh, I really want to talk about like the possibility of it happening. And so I'm sitting here so excited to bring it up. And I was like, oh my God, I think Cal's going to propose. And the first thing out of your mouth,
I don't even remember.
You said, you looked at me and you went, we're so different. And that's all you said. And I was like, so that immediately like made me
shut
upset down. Cause yeah. I was like, this might not even air. So just act excited, bitch. And I was like, then I kind of shut down the whole time. Not the whole time, but I just like, I felt like the whole time I was trying to be like, come on, just pretend. Just see, exactly. Just see, can you just throw me a bone? And so then after, I was really quiet after because I was like, oh, she's like not even excited. Like maybe she hates him. Maybe she's not happy for me. Little did I know, you knew the whole time and you were trying to.
When that episode comes out, I'm glad it's coming out after because now people will know this going into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The title needs to be Alicia Gaslighting Remy for 30 minutes because genuinely, I wish you could see my inner dialogue the whole time that episode was happening. Cause I was like, okay, Alicia, like you have to act as if you truly don't know and you can't overcompensate. Cause I yes. hate when people overcompensate when they're trying to like not make it obvious, which yeah. then makes it obvious. I'm yeah. like, so I was like, what would normal Alicia say? I'd be like, normal Alicia would be like, Ram, I just don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to be like so excited and then it not happen. So yeah. in the episode, I'm like, just like, as your friend, like, promised me. And I was just like, oh my God, is this too much? Is it too little? Is it right enough? I was like, oh my God. And then I could tell you were getting upset. And I was just like, so after we left that episode, I texted Ollie and I was like, I triggered her.
I called Ollie. I was like, she's not even happy. No. Like, I don't think she wants it to happen. I was like, she literally, the first thing she said was, we're so different. She didn't even say anything excited. Like, she's not even excited for me. And he was like, it's okay, Ram. Like, she was probably just like, not sure what to say. Like, he was totally like on your side. Now I know you guys both knew.
No, what's funny is we were texting. He goes, uh-oh, she's calling me.
I asked him, I was like, should I say something to her? I was like, I don't want her to like, I don't want it to go like under the rug, but also I just like want to make sure she knows how I feel. But also like, I don't want to like, you know, start a big thing because of it. Cause it's not a big thing.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I don't think you should say anything. I was like, okay.
In my head, I was like, just get through this week and then she'll be fine. Just once she gets to Saturday, because I found out that Monday.
The day before we recorded.
The day before we recorded.
Wow. Oh, so you only found it like a few days before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. And what was even funnier is you know how Ollie and I are always like watching like weird trash TV, yeah, reality TV? Yeah. We're on speakerphone watching it. I look at my phone and Cal texts Ollie and I go, Ollie, take her phone! I'm like, Ollie, check your phone, check your phone, check your phone, check your phone. And he's like, what? And I was like, check your phone. I'm chills. I literally was like freaking the fuck out. So Kyle's texting us. The next day, you're like, I think I'm getting engaged. I got my nails done. I'm like, Remy, shut the fuck up. I'm like, Remy, just stop. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, low stakes. And here's the thing. I need to defend myself just a little bit.
No. You didn't do anything wrong. And also, if it was that, you also weren't even like mean. I just was like, oh my God. I just started thinking like, oh my God, she's not excited. Like, there's something wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but not big enough for me to bring up to you. So it's not even a big deal.
Well,
but
it was funny because Cal's texting Ollie and I, and he's like, guys, like, she won't stop asking questions. So if I knew he didn't care, because I know you don't like being surprised.
That's the thing.
But yeah. Because he wanted it to be a surprise, I was like, Remy, I'm going to make this somewhat of a surprise. Yeah. I know, like, you know, I know your gut knows, but like, we want what he wants to do for you. So, and if he wants you to stop asking questions, I'm going to get you to stop asking questions.
No, you guys did the right thing. And I felt bad for asking so many questions. And also, Cal is going to come in next week and we're going to get Cal's perspective.
I can't wait.
Which I'm excited to hear that. No, he's so cute and he's been so amazing and so sweet. Thank you. I keep telling everybody, I'm like, it was, as someone who is such a weird control freak, who like needs to know what's happening at all times, who is so used to planning everything, who doesn't like surprises, who has to ruin everything for herself, it was the perfect amount of being prepared, because if I'm not prepared for something, I get very anxious, like, oh my God, I'm not doing enough, whatever it may be. But also being unsure, because up until literally the moment it happened, up until I was putting my Birkin on the ground, I did not know it was happening. Truly. And so it was the perfect amount of like, I had my nails done, my hair ready, everything was good, but I still wasn't sure.
Overall, my biggest thing for you was I was like, as much as it pains you to not fully be in control, like that's what makes this so special is like, you don't know. And even though you were ready, we got the Botox, we got the extension.
We got the Botox.
Did I watch the glow up video you posted this morning? Yes.
Thank you so much.
Was it amazing? Yes.
Thank you so much.
And you know what? I'm just so glad you were ready.
And like, you know what? We are very different because you would not do a glow up with me to get Botox.
And wait, you know what? That brings me full circle. We are very different.
You know what? We are different, but it's true. And you did a great job hiding it. And I'm sorry that I got upset with you.
No, I remember being like, oh,
you did it too good.
No, I had the thought of like, damn, Alicia, like, were you not excited enough for her? Like, I was just like, oh my God, I was whatever. So,
no, I'm sorry.
No. I'm excited for that episode to come out, because I just remember having a feeling being like, what if she talks to me? And then like, we say, because that does suck. If my best friend wasn't excited for me, like I would be very hurt. You know what I mean? Especially like not only just best friend, like bitch, we talk about shit on the podcast and all that stuff. Yeah. So I was like, okay. But like two more days. So I'm excited for
thank
Cal
God I didn't say anything to you. No, I really was like, should I?
I was
say
ready
something?
To. I was ready just to be like, you're right. You're right.
You texting so pissed. You're right.
You're so. I'm so sorry. Bleeding I had eyes. A bad day. It was just, you know. What can I say? But that was like last week. And then I think on Wednesday, which we can go all through this with Cal too.
I know. Well, I'm like, how much do we talk about I'm excited to hear Cal's perspective.
Okay. Then I'll just do all my perspective.
Yeah. I want to hear about you. I'll talk a little bit about mine, I guess. But more importantly, this is the most fun part about being engaged. No,
I feel like this is all you've been wanting for me this whole year.
This is all, like, I was so excited to just sit down at dinner and be like, so who knew? Well, that's the first thing I asked. I was like, who knew? We just like walked away. I was like, who knew? Because it's just so fun to hear what everyone was planning. And the story is so good, actually. Like, it's such a good story. Jesse is so good. It's so good. I think I'll save that for the Cal episode.
I had that thought when you were talking. All I'm going to say is that you cannot miss that next episode because I'm going to show you how you can clock some cheaters, y'all.
Truly.
When I found that, I was like, what? But spoiler, we'll say that for next week.
We'll go, Cal and I will go through like the full start to finish. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to hear everything on your side.
So then a day or two later, I get a text. Well, oh my God. Also, what's hilarious is you bitch, you didn't talk to me at all.
No, because you weren't excited for me. So I didn't text you at all.
So I'm hearing stuff through Ollie because he's like, uh-oh, she's pissed. Like, and then Cal texts Ollie and I. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I literally didn't text you at all.
I was like, you bitch. I knew your handle me being right, of me being like, what if it doesn't happen? And you were like, oh no, like, fuck, I have to tell Alicia it didn't happen when I was being so, like, oh my God.
Partially that, but I also just didn't want to annoy you because I was like, she's not that excited. I'm not going to bother her with like all of my crazy conspiracy theories.
In my head, I was like, oh my God, she's like, fuck, I can't say it's not going to happen now. So basically, Tuesday we record. Wednesday or Thursday, Cal texts Ollie and I. Keep in mind, I haven't heard a peep from you since we recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll like randomly send you a TikTok and you're like, ha ha ha.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that, honestly.
No. But so randomly I get a text from Cal and it's with me. Our group chat is called Romy's Angels.
So cute. I love
and
that.
And it's Cal, me, and Ollie. And he's like, guys, she cornered me.
Like, I didn't want to air this part.
It's okay. We're going to. It's okay. I feel like every proposal story and people in the comments, please. I know this is so true. Everyone I know, they're like, yeah, we got in random fights before because he was acting weird or being different. Or it's like, I know it's so normal. And that's what I kept telling Ollie. I was like, just give it a few days and it's going to be fine. Like, this is so, I even told Kat, I was like, this is so normal because like, you both are acting weird. Isn't like, that's going to make random things come up.
The way I would just sit there and like, like completely days off as he's like sitting there. We'd be watching TV. But if the TV's here, I'd be looking to the side and just like thinking like, okay, maybe it's going to happen, but maybe it's not. But if it does happen, like just fully just like dazed off for like 20 minutes straight.
No, and I know it's so common. So I don't think you're crazy at all.
Like
I would
not that big of a deal.
Thing.
I don't know why I
so
was.
So then Cal's like, guys, I don't know what to do. She keeps asking questions. I don't know what to do to stop to get her asking questions. So Ollie and I are like, we are on it. We're like, okay, let's go. And then Ollie's talking to me on the phone and he's like, oh my God, Rim's pissed. Like he told her it's not going to happen. And Cal separately is like, I had to say it's not happening because I didn't know what else to say. Da-da-da. We're like, say you didn't ask permission with your dad. And then he said that he's like, oh my God, she was pissed.
I was so mad about that.
But we were like, what else is plausible enough to be a real reason why he wouldn't be proposing?
I would just like to go back and say I'm sorry I didn't text you.
No.
I'm just kidding. No, really, I
don't
care,
but it's funny. Because at this point.
You know me.
No. I know you so well, so it's fine. At this point, Ollie's talking to me. He's like, oh my God, she's freaking out. And then Cal's texting us. So I'm like, wait, what'd Rim say? And then I'm like, he's like, wait, what did Cal say? And I'm like, Cal said this. So we're like, if we could be a fly in their house, we're like, what's happening? Then it was dead quiet for a long time. We're like, oh my God, are they fighting? Like, we don't know. And at this point, you replied to a TikTok I sent earlier that day. And you're like, ha 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 ha. But I knew you were like, not well.
Oh, I was fine. No, I actually was fine.
But it was just funny because I was like, wow, like she's not telling me anything. I was like, she's like, I know all of this is happening right now, but she's not telling me anything.
The reason why I didn't tell you was because I thought you weren't interested to know.
No, I get
so
it.
I didn't. Now I should have put it in the Lana's favorite vloggers chat. And I apologize for that. I do apologize.
Is our group chat called that?
Yes. Me, Ollie, and Alicia. Because obviously we're Lana's favorite vloggers. But going back in time, I really was spiraling. I was so annoying. And I've already sincerely apologized to Cal. Sorry I didn't update you.
No, Remy, you do not even need to apologize because truly, if I would do the same thing in that situation, I would be like, okay, like I got it. And I was just like, guys, this is so normal. But also again, my ego couldn't handle it if I was like, it's happening. And then I'd be like,
oh my God.
I need to hold on to the one thread that it could happen. Oh. And I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so happy. That would be me. So that's why I was like,
more than anything, I just didn't want to bother you because I really was like, oh, she doesn't like
I'm
seem
so
to care.
Sorry.
No, it's well, I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you at least knew what was going on. Sorry, I didn't tell you directly. Less about my ego, more about just like, yeah. Oh, I don't want to bother her with like all these semantics, especially if it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to bother her if she's also like already going to be right.
True. So. I feel like it's less your ego. That's how my ego would be. I'd be like, fuck.
I just felt like I was being annoying. I knew I was being annoying as fuck. So I was only talking to the people that were like, oh my God, like maybe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because you were more on the side, fake you, was more on the side of like, well, prep for it to not. So I was like, well, then I'm not going to bother you with me stalking people's fine friends, obviously.
Meanwhile, I was the one stalking your guys'
but
fine
little
friends.
Little did I like, know. But yes, I did corner Cal and I have sincerely apologized. I was like not in my right mind because I was so like, I was just spiraling. I absolutely was spiraling. I mean, now I know it's normal too because I literally with other than Kaylee who just got engaged and that was fully a like, 0% we even knew was going to happen. No one knew that was going to happen. Like every friend that I have that's been engaged in or is married we've all spiraled together. So I know it's like it's the universal experience of getting engaged.
No, I know it is. And honestly, like I don't know what it's like, but to be with someone for so long and think you have a future and then for like a month, it feeling like they don't care or they aren't putting in effort, I would spiral too.
I don't think I thought of it that way. I just was like, what are you waiting for? And that's really what I asked him. I was like, am I doing something wrong? Because I was like, is there anything else I can do? Not even for like the engagement. Like, I don't even care about like the engagement and the photos and all that kind of stuff, or like being prepped. Like, that was like partially obviously why I was like, I just want to be ready, because like, hopefully this only happens once in my life. Like, as someone who is a prepper, I want to be prepped. But more than that, I'm just like, you've said that you're ready to take this next step with me. Like, we literally went ring shopping in February. Like, I understand we've been traveling a lot. Like, Japan, I understand like that wasn't, you didn't feel like that was right for you. And I totally understood that. Brand trip, totally understood that was not right for anybody. But I was like, if it doesn't happen on this trip, like, am I doing something wrong? Like, is there something wrong with me? Which, even if it didn't happen on this trip, obviously I know there's nothing wrong with me. And like, he just wasn't ready for whatever reason that may be. But I was like, what is going
on? But how can you not? I feel like a lot of people would feel the same way.
I mean, I just met up with my wonderful friend who's in a situationship right now. And I was trying to like walk her through like the stages of being in a situationship and getting love bombed and all those sorts of things. And I was like, if it doesn't work out, and I was like, I obviously want it to work out and I want whatever's going to make you happy. But if it doesn't, the first thing you're going to think is like, why was I not good enough? Mm-hmm. And like now, and I went through that for years, but looking back on that now as an engaged, no, I'm just kidding. But like looking back on that now in a happy, healthy relationship, I'm like, it was never about me. But you always like, first thing, you're always like, oh, what is wrong with me? Why is this not happening? So I went through the whole stages by myself. But everybody tricked me and it was so fun and exciting. And it truly, again, was like the perfect mixture for me of like knowing but and being suspicious, but not knowing at all.
Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. And you know who knows about deleting a Hinge app?
Me,
Remy Cruz.
There is a chance that this ad is being played in the episode where I announced that I got engaged to Remy. My Hinge partner. I love Hinge because I met my wonderful boyfriend, whom I love so very much, of 4 years on Hinge. And I kid you not, I can put myself right back in that moment. We were actually at the podcast studio like 4 years ago. And I remember seeing his profile and he had messaged me on Hinge about one of my prompts. And that moment is just ingrained in my mind forever.
See, but that's why I like Hinge, because those prompts really save you so much time, less confusion. Like, if you're looking for someone who actually wants a long-term relationship, they'll have that on their profile and it can save you so much time and just energy of going on so many dates of people who, you know, maybe they aren't looking for a long-term relationship, or maybe you don't want a long-term relationship and you're looking for someone on the same level as you. And you're just like, hey, I'm here to have fun and date around a little bit. It's just so much easier to find someone who's on the same page as you.
I feel like it's fabulous because it'll group you. Obviously you can just seek out what you're looking for. And then also if this prompt didn't exist, then, you know, you go on like a few dates with somebody and you're just still not sure. What are they looking for? You have to bring it up and make it this like big conversation, which is just really hard.
Or even like, are you seeing other people? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, Hinge makes it easier.
I think it's great that you can just be on the same page. And then I feel like that takes away so much awkwardness of the dates and you can actually just focus on each other.
Also, you can bring it up with it being not awkward. Like, hey, I noticed on your profile
that
it said you're looking for a long-term relationship. When was the last time you had a long, you know what I mean? It's just like, it makes it so much easier.
Agreed. I mean, for me, when I was dating, I definitely deep down wanted a long-term relationship, but I don't know. I just was like scared to say it. I was scared to admit it to myself, but I like that this prompt is just very like black or white. Like, what are you looking for? Answer it with one of these.
And there's no right or wrong answer.
Absolutely not. But keep pushing.
But the app helps you find people who are looking for the same answer.
Yes.
So download Hinge and share your dating intentions to find someone worth deleting the app for. Daily Harvest.
Oh my God. Okay. When I got the email that we got sponsored by Daily Harvest, I was so excited. If you watch my vlogs, I talked about how recently I was watching TikToks and Instagram stories and all these people from all my favorite influencers. And they are always talking about Daily Harvest. And I've always wanted to try it. And I finally bought it. And Cal and I are obsessed.
The broccoli cheddar soup.
Oh, I haven't tried the soup yet.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I am a smoothie girl.
You are. And the smoothies are great.
So good. I've only tried the smoothies, but Cal randomly called me when I was out the other day and was like, Remy, what is this flatbread? This is the best thing I've ever had. So for the next delivery, I just got those specific, I think it's the pear and arugula that he likes, or there's like a sweet potato one he's obsessed with, but they have, I saw, which I love soups. You know, I'm a soup girl, so I can't wait for that. Waiting for it to cool down. Smoothies, flatbreads, forager bowls, soups apparently, so many things, and it's so convenient and so delicious.
Well, that's my favorite thing, because not all of us are celebrity chefs, like Miss Remy over here, soon to be Mrs.
I can't wait.
Convenience is everything for me, but I still like eating healthy and clean, and it's been hard in the past to find brands that have convenience with something you can just heat up real quick or microwave or whatever, but it's, or throw in a blender, but it's still healthy. And I feel like Daily Harvest is the epitome of that. And like we all know, I'm a lazy cook, but I like to eat good. And this is the best of both worlds.
It makes it so easy. My personal favorite smoothie, I think, is the mango and greens.
What was the chocolate one? That's my favorite.
Mint cacao.
Yes. And I don't usually like mint and chocolate together,
Ooh.
But I like this one.
I honestly have not tried a flavor that I don't like, because I like all fruits, but I think it makes the most perfect consistency smoothie. Like, it tastes like I went to a smoothie shop, and you know how they get it so perfect. I didn't realize I was always putting too much water, too little water, too much milk, too little milk, whatever it may be. You basically like fill up the cup with liquid of your choice just to reach the top, pour the whole thing in the blender, blend it, pour it back in, and it is perfect every time. They've got it down to a science. Also, Daily Harvest secures the best ingredients and freezes them at peak ripeness to lock in that always in season taste and just pick nutrition, so you know that what you're getting is absolutely amazing quality and always tastes amazing.
You know my biggest pet peeve?
Hmm.
When you buy like frozen fruit and it's like under ripe.
Yeah, no flavor.
No, I'm like, this tastes like ice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not with Daily Harvest.
Mm-mm.
So we all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. Go to dailyharvest.com/prettybasic. to get up to $65 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/prettybasic for up to $65 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/prettybasic. So midweek, Cal tells you it's not happening.
Yes. And which I was literally like, I was losing my goddamn mind. I was like, because I wanted to just enjoy the trip also without, yeah. I wanted to go and have fun. He took the time to plan this amazing trip and like spent money on all these things. And so I was like, I want to enjoy it, but I also don't want to like be waiting every second and anticipating it and then be let down if it doesn't happen. So I was like, can you just tell me, is it happening or not? Or I said, can you just tell me if it's not happening? That's what I said. And he was like, I can't say that.
Which is the same thing as tell me if it's happening.
Which, looking back on it now, I was in a spiral state, which I shouldn't have asked that. And I apologize, Cal. But he was like, it's not happening. And I was like, okay. Like, truly, I was just like, okay, I just needed to know. And he's like, but even if it was, I wouldn't tell you. And then I was like, oh, and then I spiraled again. But it was honestly really fun. And yeah.
Around this time, he's like, okay, but like, how do I dress gate? How do we get her to wear this white dress? Because we know she would want to wear this dress. Yeah. So then Ollie and I are like, Romy's Angels. We're like, okay, okay, okay. And then we're brainstorming. I'm like, okay, Ollie handled it perfectly. Like, honestly, he read his response to you of being like, babes, like, honestly, just wear white every day in case it what happens, like blah 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 blah.
Yes.
Like, I forget exactly the wording, but he worded it so good, and I was like, I think I wouldn't have known exactly what to say. Like, yeah. I just remember being like, damn. It also sounded like him, because
I blacked out. Sorry. Did Ollie text me that? No, did Cal text me that?
Ollie was texting you because you're like, I'm so, sorry, me knowing your whole chat.
No,
I
love
you were like, I'm so sad. He says it's not happening. Do I still wear the dress even if it's not, blah, blah, blah. And
I remember none of this.
You had mentioned something like that to me too, I think, when you finally did tell me something. But I remember being like, it's okay, you can always get another dress.
Yes, which you told me that the day of.
Yes.
Because you texted me the day of and you're like, hi, like checking in. And I was like, hi, we're going to get seafood, da, 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 da. What?
Sorry, I have to go back now.
Okay, yes,
go back. Saturday happens, right? I tried not to bother you on Friday. I was like, this is like her engagement weekend. I don't want to be sending too much stuff. Then I'm talking to Ollie.
Sorry, Ollie, every hour. Checking in. Just making sure you're okay. What's going on? Please tell me. What's going on?
Then I was talking to Ollie, and then I was like, shit. Would normal Alicia be texting Remy now? So I was like, fuck. Oh my God, she would be. I was like, I seem like I don't care. I was like, oh my God, I need it. So I go, checking in.
That on Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm glad you did, actually. Because I was like, oh, she cares.
No, literally, I was like, Alicia, like, you're overthinking this. Like, like, I'm trying not to bother you because it's such a special weekend. And I don't want to be blowing up your group chat. But then also I was like, but I normally would be blowing up your, like, we would be like talking and sending funny memes. And I was like, oh my God, like, even if I don't know, I should be like, wait, do you think it's happening? Da, da, da. So literally you probably, we didn't went from talking hardly that week to like so much.
But I loved it. I was so happy that you should, I think the whole time since the episode until the day I was like, oh my God, she just like doesn't care, but you did a great job. But when you text me, you're like, hi, checking in. Like, what are you doing? How's it going? And I kept you updated. I texted you when I first got to the hotel too, the villa. And we were talking and then you were like, are you going to wear the dress tonight? I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to wear it. And like, if not, it's okay. Like I can wear another white dress another day. Like I can get another white dress. And you were, I think you replied and you were like, yeah, it's like totally fine. Like you can, like from me and my perspective, cause I said it, I was like, it's fine. But then when you were like, yeah, it's totally fine. Like you can just wear another dress another time. Anyways, I was like, this bitch really doesn't think it's happening.
You're like, fuck you, bitch. Lie to me. Lie to my face.
I really, like, you were one of the first things I thought of when after it happened. I actually did. Like, I walked out. So Cal proposed. Again, we'll get into that next week. But when I walked out, I was like, who knew? And he was like, I was like, did my dad know? And he was like, yeah, my dad. And I said, did my mom know? Because my mom, dad, Shane, everybody threw me off. And I was like, who else knew? He's like, Ollie and Alicia. And I was like, that bitch.
That whore.
That lying bitch. But you did a great job. And I just feel so like speechless right now. I don't even know what to say.
No. So then the day of, finally, Cal's like, it's happening around like 5:45, 6.
Was he texting you guys?
He was texting Ollie.
Sorry.
It's fine. And then we had texted Jesse, which I feel so bad this whole episode. I'm like, we'll talk about that next week. But Cal's literally coming in an hour and we want to talk about that then. So anyways, and Jesse is like, this is the spot it's happening. Send us a photo. And we're like, oh my God.
Wait, so sweet.
I have never drained my battery on my phone so fast because I was every second refreshing Find My Friends because you and Jesse were both in Santa Barbara and it shows both of you there and you were in the corner of a house. And then Jesse was like around the corner. I was like, yeah, because Cal texted and was like, the girl let Jesse in. So he's hiding. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. So we're like refreshing. I like start recording for a vlog. I sent you the clip. Do you look over it?
No.
Oh my God.
Did you send me a clip?
Yeah. I sent you the clips.
Oh, I didn't get
them. We transfer.
Oh, I didn't see them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I sent the, yeah.
Oh, okay.
which is literally like, I'm freaking the fuck out the whole, I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, she moved. She moved. She moved.
You guys are the best friends.
No. And it was funny because it was obvious you were like up in the corner and then Jesse was, so then we'd be like, wait, she's outside. And we're like, wait, she's back inside. And then the service was kind of bad.
The service was bad, so I bet it was just bouncing around.
And it would be like, and then I screen recorded, if you want to put it in the vlog too, of like, it showed you moving.
I didn't know any of this. I have to watch this.
No, watch it. It's so funny.
Oh.
Fast forward an hour and a half later, because this bitch was filming TikToks in the bathroom.
I had to get my content, baby. Content. No.
And I respect
See,
it.
See, the thing is, once it happened, I knew I could never go back. Yeah. So I had to film it all.
But Ollie and I, and then we were on the phone and we were like, it's happening now. I feel it. The energy shift. Like something happened. An hour later, still nothing. And then we're like, no, now it has to, she has to know. She has to know. Jesse's not responding. Cal's not responding. And then Ollie was like, Cal's phone's on do not disturb. Like clearly it's happening right now. Aww. Fast forward 40 more minutes. And then we're like, she moved. And then we'd be talking on the phone and we're like, wait, let's hang up in case she does try to call.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
2 hours later.
Damn.
Like, we literally were like waiting because we were like, well, I know it was going to happen for sunset. And like, the weather's a little more gloomy. And then, oh, bitch. Then I refresh. It shows Jesse on PCH.
Oh, he was leaving.
He left. And I was like, he wasn't there long. I was like, oh my God, did they get in a fight? Like, Ollie and I were like, oh my God, what happened?
Oh,
like,
my God.
We're like, what? Literally, it was a full on like reality TV show in our head. We were just like, what is happening? What is happening? And like, we're like, he left. That was so quick. We're like, wait, wouldn't they like, I was like, I would not take 10 minutes to take engagement photos. Like, I just know me, which I take, I like my photos, but I was just like, even though Remy doesn't like taking photos much, like this is her engagement.
We took
like,
10 minutes.
And I was like, I know Jesse's a quick photographer, but like, and then we hadn't heard anything. We're like,
you're like in such a haze after.
Oh, I'm
like,
sure.
Even when you are as prepped as I was, like I I was so like looking at the video back, I was so awkward because you like, you can't mentally prep physically or mentally prep for that moment. Like as much as you can,
yeah.
you can't. You know? And after I was like unwell, absolutely unwell. And Cal was unwell.
Why does it remind me of all the times we would like pose for carpets in a mirror?
Yes.
And like you think you know your angle and then when you walk in, you're like a potato.
No, literally. I guess I'll tell a little bit of my perspective here. But I thought maybe it was going to happen. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen still. Everyone was fooling me. But again, I just wanted to be prepped just in case. And initially before we had left to Santa Barbara, Cal had told me, I was like, oh, like what's the game plan? Because I am a game plan kind of girl. I need a timely, when I work out my schedule every day, I do put what time, I literally write 7:30, wake up. I literally write wake up, like as if I'm not going to wake up. I'll write like everything I'm going to do. One time we were doing scheduling in New York when we went like years and years ago. And I was like, eat lunch, breathe, like all the things.
And that was after we both had a 10 minute heart to heart of trying to live in the moment more.
Yes, that's right.
And then
right.
you're like, let's live in the moment. Eat.
Eat. Everything. I love it. Oh my God. You should see some of my schedules. They're so funny. But anyways,
Daisy.
They're actually insane. I'll like factor in like to the minute. Like, I'll be like 7:06 to set like how long it takes to get home from the gym. 7:06 to 7:15.
You need to do a TikTok on this. That's so funny.
No, because it's like no annoying.
People will relate. They're gonna be like, damn.
It's annoying because my schedule's like wake up. Green juice, go to the gym, come home, take pictures of myself. I'm aware it's bad. Anyways.
The photos, wide. Like
take
selfies.
Picture. 7:08 to 7:10, wide selfies. But yes, he had told me, I was like, oh, so like what's happening? Run of show, just so I know what to pack. And he was like, we're doing this, we're doing that. Night of Saturday. So I knew it was either going to happen Friday or Saturday because we were leaving Sunday.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm taking you to a very nice dinner Saturday.
Keyword
I was like,
very.
Slay, it's happening Saturday. He said, dinner is at 8:00. So be ready at 7:45. And I was like, oh. How are we going to get photos at 7:45 if dinner's at 8:00? Like, what's going to happen? So then I was like, it's not happening. Okay. Write it off.
What? And you were like, oh my God, it's going to happen at a restaurant.
Oh my God. Then I spiraled because I thought he was going to do it at dinner. And like my biggest thing was the two biggest things I wanted for my engagement was did not want a restaurant. I was so, please don't do a restaurant, please. And then two was I really wanted Jesse to take the photos. If you guys don't know Jesse, he's my wonderful friend, Jesse Tam. I've known him for years and he pretty much like takes all my photos all the time because I am someone who doesn't like photos. As Alicia just said, I'm not a big photo shoot girl. I take like literally 3 photos and I'm like, cool, done. We're good. Jesse knows that. And Jesse obviously just makes me feel comfortable. So as someone who doesn't like getting their photo taken and for such a big momentous moment, I wanted that. And then also having a boyfriend who literally takes 0 photos, I wanted him to feel as comfortable as he could. So it was very important for me to have Jesse because what?
Sorry, I wanted to read you the text.
Sorry. For who?
Our chat.
Yes. Okay, please. And so I really wanted Jesse to take the photo. So those are my two like really big non-negotiables. I was like, please not a restaurant and please have Jesse there because I know I'll just like immediately soften up and just feel like so much more comfortable in a really scary moment. So yes, dinner he said was at 8:00 and then randomly he comes in right before we're leaving and he's like, oh, actually I got the times mixed up. Dinner is actually at 6:30. So we need to leave at like 5:15 or whatever. And I was like,
you're like, girl math.
I was like, sweet. So it's happening. Awesome. And then
damn, that's a long 2-hour drive.
That's so long. And then when I was getting ready the day of, I wasn't sure if it was going to happen or not still, but I was prepping as if it was. And I had started my TikToks and I did like the new Selena Gomez single soon. I did the Is He Proposing? And I had so many that I wanted to do because again, I can't go back in time. And so I was getting all my content and I started one before in the morning. And then I was thinking like, oh shit, I'm like almost done getting ready. I'm like, but I need to be able to finish it before the sun sets. So I'm in the bathroom, door locked, getting ready, hot sauna. Like it's getting so hot in the
Your
bathroom.
Your phone was overheating from me on Find My Friends.
Exactly, exactly. I was losing battery left and right.
Why is it going down?
I was like, I asked Cal through the door. I was like, hey Cal, what time does the sun set? Thinking he would like take a minute, you know, ask Siri, Google it, whatever. And without a beat, 7:20. In that moment, I was like, oh, it's happening. Because he knew immediately. That's truly when I was like, okay, I can calm the fuck down. It's happening. And then I walked outside and then...
You. Like, it's like, it reminds me of like when TikTokers are like, where's my paparazzi? And there's no one there.
You're yes. Like, and they like walk back and they start again. Yeah. No, like actually I walked out and I had asked him because I'm always putting my shoes on in the car. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll dress. I had my hair, my makeup done, my white dress on. I wasn't sure. I was like, do I bring the Birkin or not? In case you guys missed it, I bought a white Birkin bag in Japan and I was so excited to like wear it in general, but also I was like, well, perfect for bridal festivities. So I was like, do I wear the white Birkin? Is it too much? And I was like, no, fuck it. I'm bringing it. So I packed my little bag up and we walk outside and, oh, and I asked Cal, I was like, should I put my shoes on in the car? Is it okay? And he was like, no, I'd put your shoes on now. And I was like, oh, he's like, I'll help you. So he like helped me put my shoes on. We walk out of the villa and to go to the car, you go left. To go to anywhere else in the house, you go right, which is where you saw Jesse over to the right. Mm-hmm. And so we walk out and I'm like walking towards the car and then he like pulls me and he's like, we're actually going to go this way and veers me to the right. And as we're walking up to the garden, there's like a gate that's like locking up the garden. And I have my little Birkin bag and I'm like on the cobblestone. And he goes, I think you're going to want to put your bag down. And I was like, why? This is a white Birkin. It's not going to go on the ground. And he goes, I thought you would say that. He bends over. He put tissues in his back pocket and he laid them on the ground so I could put my bag down. He thought of it all, everybody. I know. When I told Lauren, she's like, that's how you know he's for you.
If he wanted to, he would.
He had paid. He thought ahead.
Although,
he knew
tell
about
me
Bianca.
Why, I love you, but tell me why part of me wishes he didn't do that. So then you threw it in the photos. You were like, yes! Like the Birkin flying.
Wait, but like imagine me holding his hands with like one arm while I'm holding the Birkin in the crook of my
It's a full product placement. Like Hermes. Sorry, I was looking down so much. I feel like you should read this and then you can read out what you want to say.
Okay,
or
okay.
You can just say it all and cut whatever you want.
Okay.
But
who is this between?
This is Romy's Angels.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay, Monday, August 28th, 8:21 p.m. Right as Jocelyn's Cabaret was airing, I'm sure. Hey guys, smiley face. I'm so sorry I haven't said anything until now. I've just been so nervous for so long, but I want you both to know that I'm going to pop the question to Remy this weekend. My heart is racing. It's only a few days away and I'm so nervous. LOL. Alicia Marie. Oh my God. Ollie. Cal. I'm so happy for you guys. I'm yelling. Alicia. Congrats. I'm smiling so big. Ollie. It's going to go so amazing and we're here to support you in any way. Romy's getting hitched. And then Alicia said, this goes without saying, but let us know if you need any help. Also promise on Momika's life, we won't say anything.
And I didn't.
And I didn't. You really didn't. Serena even told me that you said, I can't say. Cal said, thanks again, guys. Oh my God. He was so nervous, by the way, he's texting.
No, like,
poor baby. Thanks.
Get into it. It's so good.
I feel bad that I was so annoying. Jail. Not even sending screenshots of my messages.
Ollie's going to be mad at me, but
it's okay.
Oh, we were like, we're your little spies. Like, whatever you need.
Oh,
we're
like, minions. On it. I also just know Cal, someone who doesn't want to bother anybody. So I was like, I knew he wouldn't feel comfortable asking you guys for help or literally anybody for help. So.
Well, and my biggest thing, and that's why I was like, I want him to do what he wants to do. So like, obviously we're here, but also like, I want it to be his.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which I know he appreciated a lot.
Yeah.
And I did tell him that already way back when I was like, you know, you can ask Alicia if you need help, but you don't have to. Okay. Cal, Tuesday, August 29th, 8:37 p.m.
That's the day after we recorded.
This is the same day we recorded.
Yeah, sorry.
Like
sorry,
a couple hours.
That's the night we recorded.
Y'all, this is from Cal. She is busting my balls. She basically just backed me into a corner and I had to say the proposal is not happening this weekend. And now she's really sad and is telling me she's getting anxious waiting so long. I'm sorry, Cal. I don't know what to do. I'm like, Remy, please stop asking questions. Ollie said, I think you need to have the dad talk early since she's upset. And Cal said, I said that to her. Ollie said, unless she's not that upset, then ignore. Okay, this is amazing. Because she texted me, she doesn't think it's happening. So she's deaf thrown off. Cal said, because she was like, are you waiting for the right time or something? And I said, yeah, I need to talk to your dad. But she's mad at me now.
Which I get. I would be like, you've had how long to talk to my dad?
I was just like, I got mad because that's exactly what I was. I was like, I'm gone all the time. Like, if that's the only thing, like, and my parents have been obviously anticipating it for so long. And Cal's made it very clear from like year two when we started talking about it, like, he was the first one to bring up, like, it's very important to me to ask for your dad's permission, which I loved, obviously. And I knew my parents were going to love. Cal tells you guys to distract me. Y'all can find a way to get her to bring that dress white. I'm like, oh, I feel bad.
No, it's funny.
Not Ollie sending screenshots again of what I was saying. What was I saying? Yeah, he said, You need to stop asking. I said, yes, you're right. He literally asked me to. I hate surprises. I'm so anxious. He said, girl, if you keep asking, he might go rogue and do it at the restaurant. And I said, my fair punishment. He said, be nice to him. Just know it's a fun vacation. I said, yes. He said, and if it happens, just make sure you wear white every day, LMFAO.
Yes, that was the part. I was like, wow, he said that's so good.
That was so good. Oh.
And there's one part in there where Cal's like, I can't believe she thought I would do it at a restaurant.
And you know, I should have had more faith in him, but I just didn't know. I think I was more so letting like movies get to my head than anything. Because like he did such an amazing job. Little did I know, he and Jesse were tracking the weather patterns and the sun and the like the weather and everything for a month leading up to it, which is so cute. Ollie said, in invisible ink, she seems volatile right now. I was the most, so not me. I feel like normally I'm pretty chill and I was the most insane version of me ever. No, she hasn't come to me yet. I'm in my room. I'm scared.
but then, I keep going. So that's when we heard nothing. No one replied for a long time. And we were like, oh no, what's going on? But then you were on the phone with your aunt. And then when you...
Oh, and then I got some crazy news about my aunt. Yeah.
And then when you text Ollie and I, you're like, guys. And I was like, waiting. I was like, what? And then you're like, I have some like... And then it was like, so I was like, oh my God. What, like,
she's okay, everybody. We had another cancer scare, but she's okay. But what's so funny is Cal was like, he told me that he told me that he needed to talk to my dad. And so then I was like, what are you like? Is there something? I wasn't even mad. I was more just like sad. I was like, is there something wrong with me? And then he was like,
Demi.
Now I know there's not.
Literally, you talking about the situationship earlier.
I know,
like,
I know.
It's so easy to think.
But I really was like, is there something wrong with me? And he left the room. He later told me he left because he was scared that I was mad. But I wasn't mad. I was more just like, damn, am I doing something wrong? I wasn't even upset. But then my aunt called me. And like, obviously, when like shit hits the fan with like real things.
Yeah.
I was totally fine after that. I just needed to like be a little cry for a minute.
I feel like just also confusion and stuff. That's pretty much it.
Wait, but I was on the phone with my aunt for like 2 hours. So he must have thought I was mad for 2 hours.
No, for real.
Wait, but that's so funny. Because then I walked into his room and I was like, hey. And I could tell he was nervous, but I wasn't sure why. And I was like, I have to talk to you about my aunt. That's so funny. Wow. Poor Cal. Ollie, Cal, pulse check. Are you okay?
No, like we didn't hear anything. We were like, oh my God, are they okay?
Oh my God, that's so crazy. And then I texted you,
and guys,
you guys first.
Texted about
damn.
I know.
Wow. That's so funny.
Okay, guys, if you are able to safely close your eyes right now, take a minute and think of your happy place. I feel like my happy place always has a view.
Mm.
Maybe on the beach.
Okay.
A hotel or a house on the beach overlooking the water.
In a robe.
With coffee. With coffee in my hand.
Yep. Hot coffee.
Hot coffee. That is my happy place.
That's your happy. My happy place is laying on the couch surrounded by my dogs.
Honestly, slay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the beautiful thing. We all have a happy place. So regardless of where your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there and help you travel to your happy place for a happy price. And these are deals that you literally cannot miss out on, you guys. If you're a spontaneous person, maybe you've always gone to the same place and you're kind of wanting to change up your family vacation. Maybe you are just wanting to follow the trends where it says, hey, let's book a flight and just see where I go. You know, maybe you're that kind of spontaneous. Use Priceline's Express deals.
You know what I say? Nothing tastes better than a deal.
Nothing tastes better than a deal.
It's true. Priceline's Express deals is absolutely great, especially if you're someone who wants to be spontaneous but also save some money, which sounds honestly really fun. All you have to do is hit book, the hotel name is revealed, and then you can save up to 60% off the regular price.
That's a good deal.
Especially because then the money that you save, you can always put into like an activity you want to do or renting a car or whatever, your flights, whatever that is. So visit priceline.com/prettybasic to go to your happy price this summer. Macy's.
You guys, fall is coming and I'm so excited. I'm usually not a fall girly, but lately I've been lighting the fall candles. I think I'm just excited for it to be under 100 degrees.
I agree with that.
And I can't wait to wear my knee-high boots.
Now, if you guys have seen my closet before, you know that I love, love, love any sort of outerwear, any jackets, any trench coats, any sweatshirts, anything cozy, anything that will keep me warm. You would think that I haven't been born and raised and lived in Southern California my entire life for how much I love jackets and how many jackets I own. And as soon as it drops below like 60 degrees, I am pulling those things out. I am so excited for cold weather. I can't wait for all the fall fashion with the boots and the jackets and the sweaters and all of the above. So luckily Macy's is around to help me perfect my looks and just be covered on all cold fronts.
You know, I love a jacket. I just got some new wide calf boots that I cannot wait to throw my thick calves into. I am ready.
What? No, it was so good.
It's true.
Obviously, the seasons are changing and our wardrobe is too. And Macy's has everything you need to add to your style, not overpower it. We're talking about all their must-haves like flirty fall dresses, tall boots, faux leather jackets.
All you guys have to do is check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to stay updated on all of the ways to bring your vibe into the new season.
Plus, shop the way you want. Pick up in store, use curbside pickup, or order with same day delivery to make your life easier. Head on over to Macy's.com for more details.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Anything specific you want to ask me?
So are you really happy for me? No, I'm just kidding.
Me? I'm like,
No, you've been the most excited out of everyone.
I'm like, I'm just so glad it's not a secret anymore.
All this week. So it happened on Saturday. And then Cal told me Sunday morning. He was like, hey, there's one more surprise. You might want to put a little makeup on or something. And I was like, surprise. Okay. And I didn't. I was a good girl. I didn't check the home cameras. I didn't check my fine friends. I was good. I kind of anticipated something, because when I hung up on my mom and dad, like after it happened, I had obviously the rounds that I had to call. Lauren, Mia, you, Ollie, mom, dad, aunt, Kaylee, Steph, Murph. Yeah. Like, we went on for a long time. And poor Cal didn't even have time to call anybody on his side. We called his parents, but yeah. we nobody else, because Cal was so nervous. He didn't even tell. The only people in his life that knew were his friend that was watching our dogs and his parents and his sister and brother. That's literally it. Like, none of his best friends. Family. Literally none of his best friends. I was like, what? Like, don't guys normally like tell their friends, like, hey, I'm going to propose.
You on live? What? You're like, wow.
I can't with you.
You, we're so different.
I can't. Well, I was just like, it's so normal for guys to be like, hey, bros, I'm proposing this weekend.
Didn't he have a conversation with a friend? And he was like, oh, that's sick.
Oh,
when he bought the ring or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This
just
shows
about
how
that.
Guys' minds are so different.
Well, also, I didn't know. And this is so funny. He told me about this after, because he obviously told all his friends after it happened. After, like, he literally was like, oh my God, I forgot to tell this person, like days after. Because, like, I feel like guys are just so different. But he has like a group, a friend group that they like are all friends from college. So it's like, I think like six guys and then there's one girl, which shout out to Kristen. I love her. And so they were all like, he went in the chat and was like, hey guys, like I proposed to Remy, like, you know, so excited. And all the guys were like, congrats, congrats, congrats. Like that's all they said. Congrats, which is so sweet, but just congrats. Yeah. Kristen, oh my God, tell me everything, what happened? And he was like, in that moment, I saw like the difference between the two, which yeah. is so funny. I did have one friend that I told who did leak it early. But it's okay. They were just excited for me. And
they were excited.
Yes. It was honestly really fun. Looking back on it, it's funny now. Totally got that taken down. All is good. All is fine. But that was like a little drama on the engagement night. I was like, because I didn't want to tell Cal. I actually didn't tell Cal because I knew he'd be really upset. So I told him like the day after. Okay. And I was like, hey. Like after the dust had settled, I was like, it's fine. It's down. And he was so sad. But all is well. And the next morning he told me to put makeup on, surprise. And we're like pulling down our street and we turn the corner and I see Shane's car and I was like, hold on. Oh, I was on the phone with my mom and dad. I called them first and I was, you know, we were so excited. My mom was like, oh my God, I was like trying to hide it. They really threw me off. They were the first ones to make me actually spiral. We hung up the phone and I was like, see you guys soon. Like, I'll call you soon and let's schedule a dinner or something. And they're like, and then just hung up. And I was like, that was weird. So I was kind of expecting them to be at my house when I got home because they were like being so weird. And then when I pulled around, I come in, I like, Cal was like, go inside the house. So I walk in, I'm like, hey guys. And everyone's like, we're not ready. And so my nephew was there who you got to meet for the first time. Yes. He's scrumptious.
So cute.
He's just so cute. So I got to hang out with him by the front of the house as everyone was setting up. And I walked in and my mom, my dad, Lily, Shane, Alicia, Ollie, and Holden were there. And they put these cute little bandanas on the dogs that said, my humans are getting married. It was so sweet.
It was so funny because obviously we're like, oh my God, yes, let's get everything. So we get flowers and decorations. And your mom was able to find those cakes like last minute. And like, yes, she got those. And
she's so funny.
She's so good.
Can I just give her a little shout out? Yeah. She's going to want me to. She got cakes from Porto's. And if you know what Porto's is, you know that it's like long lines, like crazy long lines. So she got me a little vlog clip the morning of that. She went the minute they opened up at 6:30 in the morning to get these cakes. And I just need to let everyone know that she did that for me. She bought 5 cakes.
There was only 3 there.
She bought 5 and then took out the 2 that were the least pretty. That's the most Suzanne thing ever. But anyways, yes, continue on. Oh, love you, Mom. God.
No, so Ollie's like, okay, perfect. They're leaving now. We have about an hour and a half. And I was like, perfect. Okay, Google, set a timer for an hour. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay, when the timer goes off, we'll still have 30 minutes before they're there, but I'm gonna think ahead. I'm gonna put this timer.
We're gonna
right?
be ready. Yeah.
We're decorating, blah, blah, blah. The next thing I know, I hear Remy walking, hello. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, go back. I was like, we're not ready. And so we're like, we click, and we were just doing finishing things, but like we finally, and I'm like, why didn't the alarm go off? So I'm like, that's so weird. And Ollie's like, yeah, that's so weird. Like, why didn't it go off? And then finally it goes off like 30 minutes later. And I was like, what happened? And then Ollie goes, oh, maybe I got the time wrong.
I was going to say, I was like, we didn't zoom that quickly, but that's so funny.
It was just funny because I was like, I swear I was trying to. So anyways, that's why we were a little, you know.
I loved it. It was so sweet. There were balloons and cake and just to be able to like sit with my family and you guys and just hang out meant so much and take photos. Oh my God. My dad actually sent me the sweetest text that I have to share. Aww. Also, I feel like it's my birthday. I didn't think it was going to be this big of a deal. I've just been feeling like I won the Bachelorette The Bachelor, because you know they go into hiding after they get engaged.
Also, I have to say, in the episode we recorded when I did know and you were like, yeah, I'm a little worried for you to be my bridesmaid because you're not going to plan well. I was like,
bridesmaid? I said maid.
Oh, sorry, maid of honor. I literally was like,
okay. That's the first thing she told me as I walked into the house. And the first thing I see, the first thing out of your mouth is like, you bitch.
I was like, you bitch.
I'm sorry.
It's funny what we both walked away from that episode with.
So like, funny.
I'm gonna prove it to you.
No, I was just kidding. I saw some comments about it too. They're like, Remy, you shouldn't say that. No, okay, my dad texted me. You look so pretty in that white dress. I told your mom today was the first time I saw you as a woman, with the ring especially. I said, Aunt Dad, I love you. And then he said, I had such a great day on Sunday seeing my whole family and Alicia and Ollie. As a parent, I don't know what more to ask. Maybe a granddaughter next. Tell Alicia and Ollie I appreciate them, loving you guys so much. They are real friends. Heart.
I'm gonna cry, Ollie.
He's so sweet. I know. He's so sweet.
Wait, that's so sweet.
He's so nice and so sweet. And they completely threw me off.
Also, I know we'll talk about it with Cal, but he had already gotten your dad's permission.
Oh my God, yes.
We didn't say that earlier.
Cal can tell his side of the story. I mean, I wasn't there, obviously, but when we went to Miami,
yeah,
the day that we left for Miami, or I think Friday, because we left Thursday, or I left Thursday, he went over to our house and this is so my dad also to do this. Like my parents, you know, they're like the queen and king of like changing plans an hour before.
Yeah.
You see it all the time. They're so like, they're always trying to make it more convenient for me, but I'm like, I'm already on my way, like to a certain place. Don't switch up on me now. So I guess Cal had said to my dad, like, hey, Ani, are you free to like grab lunch, like, and he wanted to meet up. And that's why I was like, I leave all the time. Why did he not talk to my dad yet? And so my dad was
especially
like,
because we were just gone the weekend before.
I mean, I'm always gone. And like, there are so many times to talk to him, even like when we're like, they come over to my house all the time. And so he asked my dad like, hey, can we meet up and talk? And then my dad was like, oh yeah, like I'll meet you in Pasadena because it'll be like halfway for us or something.
Wait, my parents and I meet in Pasadena. Wait, really? Anytime we need to meet.
Like, I've never met, but I'm going to start doing that. Ooh, I'm going to start doing that because I love paper rice. Anyways, so then Cal said he was like fully planning on meeting my dad at Pasadena. And then all of a sudden my dad texts, actually, I'm just going to come to you. And Cal's like, oh my God, like, okay, you don't have to. But
he's like, do I sit here with coffee? Like, do I act natural? What do I do?
He's so cute. And then I guess my dad texts and he's like, actually, I'm 30 minutes early and just shows up. Like, so my dad. My parents are just always like,
Cal breaking a sweat.
No, like actually. And so then from my dad's or from Cal's perspective, which he told me at dinner, he was like, oh my God, I was so nervous. And then I asked your dad and he was like, you know, I love your daughter. You know, like they were talking about small talk and then like, boom, conversation changes.
So golf lately. Yeah,
literally. That's also what they're talking. They're like golf and work and like whatever it may be. And
Bonnie knew when your,
oh, for sure.
When your daughter's boyfriend is like,
can we talk? Yeah. And my dad said that he told my mom, like how my mom and dad both knew, was my dad was like, Cal asked me to talk. And my mom was like, So that's how they both knew. Because I really thought my mom didn't know. I thought that my dad was hiding it from my mom because she would tell me, but she didn't. She was good. And my dad shows up. They're like making small talk. And then all of a sudden the conversation changes to like, so Ani, I love your daughter. You know, she's the best thing that ever happened to me. She has such a beautiful face and gorgeous bosoms and such a symmetric nice, face. Yeah, symmetric and just like so nice. Just kidding. But he like said, you know, I love your daughter. I want to spend the rest of my life with her. I would like to ask for your permission to marry her. Guess what Ani says?
Wait, you told me. I totally forget.
Okay.
You're like, damn, that easy.
No, and that's, I was like, that's all he said. And he was like, yeah, like that's kind of like all he said. And I was like, I thought it was going to be like this beautiful, heartfelt conversation. And then I think he went into like, you know, Suzanne and I love you, whatever it may be. And then when everybody was at my house, I was like, Dad, why did you just say okay? Like, hello. And my dad's like, Remy, he was so nervous. I just had to like be done. He was like, I didn't want to stress him out anymore. It was just so funny. And I was talking to Cal's parents about it because they're like, what did Ani say? And I was like, he just said, okay. And then his parents were like, oh my God, they let him off easy because Cal's sister has a longtime boyfriend and Tom, Cal's dad was like, oh, when he comes to me, I'm going to have a list of things.
Oh,
of like,
my God.
You must do this. You must do that. They were telling me that I guess they have like a family friend or a mutual friend or something where the dad, when the daughter's boyfriend came over and was like, I would like to ask your daughter for her hand in marriage. They're like, they wanted financial reports. They wanted like all these things to go through to make sure he was like, okay.
I will and say safe. I would do that for Ashley, but like I would run a
credit karma.
I would do that on the side.
Yeah, without telling her.
I would like hire a private investigator beforehand.
Would you?
I would do a background check.
I was like, you know what? I was like, I guess there was like a family business or something involved. So I was like, you know what? If that's their prerogative.
Yeah.
But my dad simply, okay.
Okay.
Okay. But it was, I feel like I had something else I wanted to say. Sorry, I'm so jumbled.
Oh, no. But I have to apologize because I was the one who was like, what if you say you didn't get Ani's permission?
That's okay. I mean, it was a good excuse though. Cause to me, that's when I was like, okay, it's not going to happen if he didn't ask because he's made it very clear to me that that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So if it's not, if he didn't do it, then it's not happening.
Yeah.
So it did, while it did alleviate some of my stress, then I was like, well, what's wrong with me?
You're like, but why haven't you?
But why? He lives like right by the side. He doesn't live in Tallahassee.
Oh my God. So how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel great. I was so excited because growing up, my mom was a subscriber of all magazines and my favorite was always People because it was like so sweet how they did so many amazing stories about good people, like really like Good Samaritans and, you know, philanthropic
also,
work.
People's
I loved
iconic.
I love People. Like I truly, like as much as I love like Us Weekly and all this trashy stuff, like I always loved reading like the really sweet stories about like grandmas in like Nebraska, like saving dogs. So like, I just always loved People. So it was always my dream to have a People exclusive at like age 12 when I was doing nothing. And I was like, one day, maybe I'll have a People exclusive. So I was really excited when Cal proposed and we were at dinner. I was like, would you be okay with like us seeing if People would pick up an exclusive? Like I don't know when else I'll have something in my life.
I mean, the fact that you even have a PR team.
Yes.
It's like, wait, I guess this is the time I could utilize them. Yes. And see, like, is that, I like that you asked him.
Oh, absolutely. And a people exclusive also is like, I mean, I'm not going to be in the magazine. I'm not Kim Kardashian, but like, basically they'll just like ask you some questions and they can like break the news. And I just wanted that little stamp.
You manifested that.
I really just wanted it.
At the ripe age of 12.
I know, truly. As I was sitting in my parents' bathroom, with, you remember like when magazines used to always be in the bathroom?
Before phones.
Always. Yes. And so Cal was like super down with it. And then my PR team pitched it out and they came to me. They let me know. They were so fast. I think they knew on Tuesday when I told them about everything and then they pitched it. And then I found out 2 days ago that they picked it up. And then yesterday they sent me the questions and I was like, oh my God, I want to get it up soon. Cause I truly felt like a bachelorette in hiding where I was like, I couldn't wear my ring out. Yeah. We went to Beyonce and which we need to talk about.
I know.
And
it's okay.
I didn't wear the ring cause I didn't want anyone to know. Bretman was there and I cornered him into sitting down so I could show him the pictures though. Cause I love Bretman and I knew he'd give me a good clip and he was so sweet
he was so
excited for me. And then after we were leaving, he's like, when are you telling people? And I was like, I'm waiting. I think, probably in the next few days. And he was like, so excited for me and he's the best ever. And I answered the questions and they were like really simple, straightforward. They just asked me, here we go. It was like my name, Cal's name, his age, occupation. How did we meet? How long have you been together? Had you talked about getting married prior to the proposal? How did he pop the question? Were you surprised? Details of the ring. What was your favorite moment of the proposal and any early wedding planning underway? And I was like,
wait, do you realize like that's the same list they give to celebrities? Like,
feeling famous.
That's crazy.
Feeling famous. I was just so excited. And so I was at breakfast yesterday when I got the questions and I was like, if I answer now, can we go live tomorrow? I don't want to hide it anymore. Yeah. And they're like, they can go live tomorrow. So I was like, replying tomorrow being today. So it went live and I am so excited. It's so funny because I always thought, again, as a planner, I've had like ideas of what I want my wedding party to look like or my bachelorette, my actual wedding. But once the engagement happened, I was so like, whoa. I don't even want to think about planning right now.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it would change after I posted because I was like, oh, maybe it's like because I'm like hiding it right now. Maybe after like we'll start talking about it. I don't think so. I feel very zen with it all.
I feel like also you've said you want a long engagement.
Yes.
So I think that helps too. But I don't know. Maybe now it's just like you're just so happy you don't care. Like before, you know, when you grow up and I'm speaking very vaguely and stereotypically with like little girls growing up and you're like, oh, I'm picturing the day I'm a bride and blah, blah, blah. And you think of your wedding dress and da, 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 and all that kind of stuff. But you never see the guy.
Yeah.
I feel like now seeing it as like you two, it's like, wow, what do we want?
Absolutely.
And like, we have to agree on like the color of the tablecloths and like, oh, like what's little things like that.
And I know Cal is going to be similar to... Did we talk about this with Cal's on Circle Time? I think we talked about like Circle Time. I think Cal's going to be like very whatever about 90% of the things, 99% of the things. Mm-hmm. But he on the 1% is going to feel so strongly about whatever, like the small, minute, even if it's like the napkin color.
No, like he's like going to be. Or like your intro song when you walk out.
He's going to be
he's
so
like,
specific.
No, not
exactly.
That. And you're like, but I've dreamed of walking out to this.
We actually already have our song picked.
Oh my God.
We picked this forever ago.
Remy, at this rate, I need to start thinking of a date.
Yes. Better lock it down.
We should lock it down.
You a date for the wedding or a date for you to bring?
Date for me to bring
yeah,
for
yeah.
the
you
wedding.
Better lock it down, bitch. Go on Hinge. but I don't know. I thought that I'd be really crazy about planning. And everyone, it's so funny. Your whole life, you're like, are you dating? Who are you dating? And then once you are dating someone, when are you guys going to get engaged? Now you're engaged. When is the wedding? Once you get married,
when are the kids?
It's like, it's immediate and so funny. I saw Lauren and she's like, I can't wait to ask you all the annoying questions and because she just got through all of that, obviously. But everyone's been so supportive and so sweet. And it was so funny. I called Kaylee, obviously. I like ran out of time to call people before dinner. So I started calling people on the way to dinner and I called Kay and I was like, oh my God. And all in one breath, I went, our ninth grade dream of being engaged together is finally happening. Yes.
Oh my
and
God.
So we were like showing each other our rings and so excited. And oh, speaking of which, I started a little drama online because I said one of my friends had this boyfriend for a while where at 3 years in.
Wait, I saw the TikTok comments. Everyone was like, it's this person.
They were all conspiring. Basically, my best friend, her boyfriend at the time, 3 years in, when she would ask, like, do you see a future? Or do you see us getting engaged? And he would say, if you play your cards right. And that clip went viral and they're like, oh, it's this person, it's that person. And it was Kaylee. You know,
what's funny too is like, I think when people watch those types of TikToks in general, they're like, oh, you're trying to
hide it,
make it more like mysterious and yeah. hide it. But in reality, you're like, no, I just didn't ask permission. So I'm not going to like air out other people's stuff.
Oh, she's fine. She doesn't care. I just said it because like, I didn't think it needed to be said, but it was good.
Oh my God. Everyone was like, oh my God, it Lauren? It was Alex. Yeah, it was Mia. And everyone was like, why is no one saying Mia? And
but then I felt like, bad.
She didn't go to high school with it. No, it was,
oh my God. Yeah. They were going that far in. I felt bad. I mean, now I'll just say the names. But when I called Kay and we were talking about it, we're like so excited. And I was like, so when's your wedding? And she was like, I'm going to let you enjoy tonight before I tell you about the stresses of how expensive a wedding is. I was like, thank you.
You're like,
love you. Bye.
And bye. Click out.
No, but it was so funny. But it's so fun to be engaged at the same time of like so many people. And I saw a comment today that was like, oh my God, like to be in my bridal era with so many people that I grew up with watching. Like, it's so fun because a lot of us are obviously in that time.
I love how Cal took time because I feel like there was a lot at once. And I like that he waited.
Oh, I think I'm so curious as to I think for him, I did ask him, I was like, so like, why now? He was like, because we were traveling so much and wanted like a good moment. Lull. Yeah. Before we had to leave again. But it was just so much fun. I feel like I'm forgetting so much, but
it's okay. That's why he's coming.
Exactly. Yeah. Cal can say everything from his side.
Well, as your best friend, I'm so excited for you. And truly, like I really, wanted
to, one more time.
I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to every time I say that. I'm just gonna be like, I'm so excited. So excited. One more time.
It's just so funny because I was actively going out of my way to not text you, to not bother you. And little did I know you cared. And also you still knew what I was saying.
Oh my God. Well, honestly, I'm just glad. My only advice my unsolicited advice, even though I've never been anything like this, is soak up every single moment. Stare at your ring as much as you want. Make it your fucking personality. Don't care if people come for you. Just don't watch. You know what I mean?
In my bridal era. Thank you so much. I truly, and that's what I said in the people thing when they were like, are you wedding planning? And I was like, God, no, I haven't even thought, which is so crazy again, because I'm such a planner. I've been truly like, do I even want an engagement party? Like, I don't know.
No.
What?
The one time you're like, I don't know if I even want a wedding. I was like,
I did say that a little while ago. I think I want a wedding, but I don't know if I want an engagement party, because now I'm like, okay, well, that's money that I could put into the wedding. There's a lot of things that I'm thinking about.
Also, I think if you plan things now, by the time your wedding comes, you're going to want to change it. So I think it's good to like think that way, just because I know.
True. Yeah, I know. I would actually like to wait until the last possible moment, I think, to plan things, but the last possible moment where I'm not rushing. Like, yeah. I don't know if that means like waiting until the top of next year, maybe.
Well, I know they have a book. I know everyone's going to correct me in the comments. I know there's a book. I don't know what it's called, or like a guide of like, this many months out, you should have this plan. This many months out, okay, make sure to have your dress. This many months, like, but it's a nice timeline to kind of keep, so you don't fall into the last minute not having everything.
Yeah. And that's the last thing,
like,
I want.
Yeah. Like, first, obviously a venue, because like those have to be planned out so far in advance, but just getting on that type of track calendar would be so nice.
I think maybe.
Oh my God. And you get to pick a wedding planner.
I know. I like there's how so much like, to do.
I'm getting married.
You are. We are. We're all getting married, everybody. It's true. I mean, it's such a communal process, and I don't know. I guess I'll definitely wait until I feel like maybe next month to even start like dancing around the idea of like when to start planning things.
Oh my God, you can start your actual Pinterest wedding board.
Oh my God.
Like, not a dream one.
I'm like so stressed. I'm so stressed.
No, I love it. I'm going to start sending you so much shit. I'm so sorry. Maybe you should make a separate TikTok account that's just bridal stuff so I can just send stuff there.
Ooh.
Because I already know I overwhelm you with cooking with Remy recipes.
You always say that and you don't overwhelm me.
I know, I do.
I love it. I think truly every time you send one, I'm like, she cares.
Okay,
I'm not even kidding. Like, you think about me. I love it. But thank you so much. I'm sorry again.
No,
thank
you for being the
best friend ever. And I'm excited to talk about wedding stuff in the future, but it's going to be a far out. We're going to be engaged for at least a year and a half, at least, I would say.
Yeah.
But,
oh my God. Yay! I'm so excited for you, and I love you. Ooh, and love you. We love you guys. So thank you so much for watching.